with signs, wonders, and miracles. Well, when you look at me, you're looking at a miracle. Not just on what he just did for me, but throughout my life, God has been working a miracle in my life, just my life in general. But also, we had good discussion on Friday night about a lot of good things and healing and all of this stuff that we've been waiting on God to do. Where is it? You know, is it us? We know it ain't under God. You know, but God wants us to believe him for the very things that we say that is not possible. I believe when we get impossible spoken to us, then that's when God rises up and say, what you gonna believe? How you gonna view this thing? What you gonna do? I've had this ringing in my ear for months. No, nobody knew about it but me and God, not even my wife and children, because, you know, I know my wife loves me. I know y'all love me too, but I know my wife loves me. She's like, you need to go get that looked out. Look that. You need it. That's what I was hearing amongst all of this ringing. I don't know. They got a name for it. I looked it up. I forgot what they call that thing. But I'm glad I did forget the name so it didn't linger around. Because you know you get something and claim it too. And so this thing has been ringing 5-6 months. And so I get up and I did everything. I mean, I was digging in the word, meditating, getting up praying early in the morning, late at night. And I thought about what Jesus did when somebody couldn't hear from the Bible, said he put his fingers in their ears. I get up in the morning, I put my fingers in. I start praying. But one dog gonna have one day and another day and another day. As long as we own a day in your life and another day in your life. One day I was just laying in my bed after the service. I went home and got out of my clothes and spent a little time with the family. I went upstairs and laid down, crossed my feet, put my hands behind my head, and I was watching the football game. And all of a sudden, man, he said, and suddenly, I wasn't meditating, Brother Brian. I wasn't calling on Jesus, Brother Brian. I was watching the football game. Because I thought, well, Lord, if my ear do stop up, if they tell me I need a hearing aid, Lord, I got it. However it goes, you can't do nothing about it but trust God. I'm up there watching the football game, and I ain't worried about what they saying, what the devil saying. Have y'all ever heard people getting hearing aids to turn the volume of your ear down? I ain't never in my life heard that. I thought, well, got the put a hearing aid in your ear to get you some volume, not to tone nothing. You got this ringing in my ear. You trying to say something to me? Because I'd be like, Lord, anoint my ears so I can hear. You know what those things sound like at night? That's what the ringing sound like. A bunch of cicadas. It was just, I didn't lose no sleep. None of it. I said, well, Lord, all I got to do is trust you. All this good teaching, all this good preaching, trust God. We'll get there. Y'all already know what happened. I ain't even got to go there. All of us heard, and that ringing just stopped. Boy, I rose up in that bed. I said, praise God. I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Man, I praise God all that day. I praise God. I ran down and said, God gave me a miracle. What happened? Told her what happened. I mean, man, my Lord, I text pastor and said, I got a miracle. I got a miracle. And it was a miracle. God opened up my ear. It was a miracle. And he stopped that ringing. Man, I was so elated and so glad. I went back upstairs. She worshiped the Lord with me. I guess my kid looked, praise God and worship him. And I just wanted to let him know that I do appreciate you, Lord. Here it is again, another one. God trying to tell me something. I don't know what he says. God is trying to get me close to. It's just ain't. I'm saying, Lord, I got my ear to the floor. I can hear. I got it to the floor. So whatever you say, Lord, I want to be down there to pick it up with my ear. I want to hear what you're saying to me. God is trying to tell y'all something. God is trying to, Isaac this morning, so many people in the Bible that you can go to, there were so many folk in the Bible, they just didn't give up. God has left us with so great clouds of witnesses that just did not give up. And I ain't saying that God done this because of my faith. And he is no respecter person. What he do for one, he'll go to. All I'm saying is, we just got to keep on digging in the word. We just got to. I know why he's giving me these messages. Because we need them. I search. I pray. I fast. I get myself away from my family so much. And I think about what's been said here. Until I come here. I said, Lord, I don't want to be heavenly, so heavenly minded where I'm not. You know, I can't get a hold of him sitting in front of the TV all day long. I can't get a hold of God. I know you need something to God. You got to get away so you can get what you need from God. So you can get to God. God is trying to take us someplace, saints. He's trying to get us to go there. We're going to make it to heaven. I'm talking about right here. It's someplace right here God wants you to go. We're going to make it to heaven. But there's some things down here I need. I don't know about you. There's some things down here that I'm looking for. I'm waiting for God down here. I don't know about you. Well, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get mine, as they say. A miracle! I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Did it again. Man, I'm a walking miracle. Man, he delivered in my head when I had all the migraines. Sitting on the drums next door. Healed my knee where I didn't have to get no surgery. Man, look, I got a whole lot to be talking. Man, I bet y'all said, well, what you be doing to be getting all this trouble? I don't know. God is just an awesome God. Get your Bibles. We're going to go to Genesis 26. Yeah, you might hear the same thing over and over from me, Pastor Brother Hearns. And I'm going to keep on saying, by his stripes, I'm here. Like mom put me on it. By his stripes, I'm here. By his stripes, you know. By his stripes, I am here. You better keep on digging until you want us to have it more so than we want it. He wanted more. He wanted so bad. Get it. Come and get it. Come and get it. I don't know if I can. I don't know. I'm coming to get it. Best way I know how. If I got to go crawling. I'm coming to get it. Because it belonged to me. And also let us remember next Sunday. Pastor Michael Grady. He's from Open Door House of Prayer. Bring him on every Sunday. Come on. And it's the word is in his house. We got food in his house for people. You know, the word is in his house. It's in the congregation. It's in the pulpit house. I believe we got, God got what the people need. Come on, let's bow our heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for a miracle, Lord. I thank you, Father, for my Savior. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, God, how you've been suffering long with a people, Lord. Them with us, Lord, with our unbelief, God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord, for this word, God. We just praise your name this morning, God. We lift you up, God, and we pray, Lord, this morning that you will feed up the church. Say, come on, hallelujah. Give God some praise this morning. Amen. Christmas in a few days, and boy, we packed again back there. Oh, Lord, we packed out. God is good. You just look back there in that room and see just how off into the storehouse. Into the storehouse. Something better than them gifts back there. Man, and we can unwrap it and open it up.
Wide on that cross. You can go get what you need. It can be a coat. Everything you need is in Christ Jesus. That's the ultimate gift.
We probably buying the same thing over and over. I like to know what my wife be buying. Y'all passing the same gift over us. He got something better than a candle. He got something better than a hat. God is good. Man, God is so awesome. Father, I thank you this morning. Let us start the very first verse. And there was a famine in the land beside that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I should tell thee. And I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy oath, which I swear unto Abraham, thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed, obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my law. I'm going to do this thing. Fathers and mothers, we better watch out how we live. Because of us, they can be blessed or they can be cursed. Because of our lives, God is looking at us. I'm understanding that his children. Abraham left a good inheritance to his children and children. He left a lifestyle that's better than any amount of money. Well, I do need some money. But if you got faith in God, he just said, look, if you do this, what I told your daddy to do, it's going to. But somebody going to get this blessing, Abraham blessing. Somebody going to get it because somebody going to listen to me. Children, it don't look like it. Sometimes it don't feel like it. Sometimes just to his children's children, his grandchildren. And I was my grandchildren are reaping the same thing that my children saw. And I don't remember them. I don't. From all of them, from the herds, they remember all this stuff. Now, look what God is doing. My grandchildren are reaping this thing. Because of Abraham, because of pastor, because of brother, because of y'all, your children gonna reap this thing. Your children. And I know Jason ain't about 8 years old now. Wait a minute. He gonna have some kids. Yeah. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my commandments and my statutes and my laws. That's why he's gonna do it. And he said, and Isaac asked him of his wife and said, she is my, and he said, she is my sister. For he feared to say, she is my wife, lest said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah because she was fair to look upon. That sounds familiar, don't it? Somebody said that before. That ain't the first time that happened. Huh? And it came to pass when he had began. When he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, the king of Philistines, looked out at the window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah, his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, of a surety, she is thy wife. And how sayest thou, she is my sister? And Isaac said unto him, because I said, lest I die for her. He said, wait a minute now. I'm like looking out the window at this brother and his sister. Yo, what? That's your, look, y'all. That's how brothers and on a jaw. Abimelech said, wait a minute now. What? This my wife, King. Why are you telling us a lie, you know? He said, well, wait a minute now. Because I said that because, you know, I thought maybe she come in here. I thought somebody going to kill me and take my wife to be free. So he said, look, this my sister. Yeah, she my sister. Abimelech said, what is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people have brought guiltiness upon us. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, shall surely be put to death. Listen here. Listen, y'all. There's a declaration out there. Y'all gonna be put to death. They're gonna be put to death. Well, we know the devil's already defeated. We know not take our life. What did God say? Go ahead and touch Job, but spare his life. Some kind of way, some form of fashion that we've been touched, been buffeted, take your soul. Now you can be like this woman that when the famine came, well, I'm gonna make my last meal, me and my son, we're going to eat and die. I don't feel like dying. I don't feel like giving up. I feel like Isaac right now. I feel like moving on. I feel like keep on digging. I'm not going to make my last cake for me and my son, me and my wife, and we're going to eat and die. Now, you can give up your life, But the devil can't take nothing from you. We got to know that the devil don't have no power over us. He ain't got no power. He's already been defeated. He lost already. And they keep telling us this same old thing over and over. You are more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ. When is it going to sell it in, Al, that I can overcome this thing? When is it going to sell it in my heart that I know that the devil can't do nothing with me? When is it going to sell it in my spirit? When will this thing happen? Next week, when the next trial come? No, man, we got to get rid of this trial first. Let's get rid of that one, then we'll fight the next devil. You know, David, he got rid of Goliath, but I found out that he had some big brothers. Found out Goliath had some big brothers. So when you take this giant down, when God take that giant down, here come another giant in your life, then another giant in life, then another giant in life. We got to keep on digging, saints. We got to keep on believing God. We got to keep on digging in his word. And he said, look, that anybody touch this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. And the Bible says in verse 12, then Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Now, verse 15 says, all the wells that Isaac's father had dug, he started digging those same old wells. Why not dig a new well? Why go and dig that same well up? Why not get me a new spot? Say, no, man, your feet are ordered of the Lord. You got to do what your father did. I commanded Abraham to dig this well. So you got to dig that same old well. And so the devil sees that he's digging the same old wells. And so it says that the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with dirt. And we know that when God is trying to usher us and move us to a place where our blessings are, where we can get what we're supposed to have, then the devil starts throwing dirt on you. He said he threw the dirt. If they filled them up, every time he dug them, they filled them up with earth. So the devil is always trying to stop us from doing God's work. The devil is always trying to stop us from getting my healing in my body. The devil is always going to try to stop you from doing what you're supposed to do by throwing dirt on you. But as long as this devil keeps throwing dirt on you, he's going to usher you where you're supposed to be going. As long as the devil keep on shoveling dirt, he going to cause you to go to your destination. But when the devil is bothering your kids, he's throwing dirt on you. When he's bothering your spouse, he's messing with your health, the devil is throwing dirt on you. Huh? I heard this story that this man had a donkey and he fell in a well. The donkey fell in the well and he couldn't get the donkey out. And so they started to dig. But as they dug, that well, old decrepit well, started to cave in and the donkey would sink deeper and deeper. So they couldn't pull him out. So they thought, well, we've exhausted everything that we can do. Sometimes you feel like you done everything that you know to do. And they say, well, only thing we can do is give this donkey a proper burial. He's already in a hole. So instead of moving the dirt away from him, they started throwing dirt on him. They started boo-hooing, throwing. Sometimes it feel like folk gave up on you, they throwing dirt on you. The Bible said, well, as they threw this dirt, start throwing this dirt on this donkey, the donkey had more sense than they did. He said, he shake the dirt off and pack it on his feet. They didn't notice until he got a little higher and they thought, ain't we throwing dirt down on him? How is he getting so close to us? And one of the guys, they looked and said, throw another shovel. Threw the shovel. The donkey was shaking the dirt off and packing it under his feet. That's what God is trying to tell us to do. Every time that devil throws something at you, shake it off and pack it under your feet. And before you know it, you'll be on top where they're at. Don't throw too much at one time. Now he kept shaking it off and pack it under your feet. I don't care what the devil throw at you. He gonna keep on throwing dirt. Throw dirt. He gonna make you do stuff. You know, when you was in the world, I don't know about y'all. You keep on, you gonna make me do something I don't want to do. Do something I don't want to do. I know sometimes I can fast. Sometimes to make you so mad. I know y'all like to fast. I don't like to fast. I don't want to do. He gonna keep on bothering my kids. He gonna keep on messing with my health. He keep on messing with things that I love. And he gonna cause me to fast a little bit. Cause me to get up late at night and just talk to God a little bit more. He gonna make you do something that he can work. He can try to wear you out. He knows that. God has given him the power to wear out the saints. He ain't given the power some of the saints out. That's what I read. He will work by causing us to give up a lot of time. So many, I remember so-and-so said this and so-and-so said that. You know, it just ain't came to pass. Under your feet, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. He gonna cause you to get up early in the morning. And you get up, some folk get up and say, I don't know why I'm getting up early in the morning. I don't even know why. I say, have you ever thought about just saying Jesus, talking to the Lord? He said, it's gonna make us do stuff that we don't want to do. I mean, I get up. I don't know why I'm getting up early in the morning. I'm up late at night. I don't know why I'm up late at night. Life, and God don't want you to make that wrong move. There's something going on in somebody's life that got a broken record this last time. But this is what God has given me to tell you. You got to keep your situation here. You got to shake that mess out your mind. I say it all the time. You got to shake here, devil. Get out of here. That ain't the word. The devil is a liar. The devil can't do nothing with you. He gonna push you into your destination. God got to do something to us. He got to where he want us to go. We don't want to go, but God said, oh, you going. I don't want you going. Every time, see that old dog, he don't want to move. Move, get. God, you going to your destination. I don't want to go, Lord. It's too hard for me. Throw some dirt on him. Cause him to fast. You fasting? Yes, I'm fasting. Come on here. He going to make, we understand that it's good for a lot of things, but in this, causes a stain in your life. What you go home, you get in your play clothes. Don't you be out there in them shirts, you know, and you can't get that stuff out, you know, and you can't bleach it. OxyClean, I found out, don't work either. What he's trying to do is stain your image. He's trying to make you look bad in front of God. That's what he's trying to do. We know he ain't bringing no good news to you. Only way that this, when they got something on you, got a buddy I work with at work, and him and I got some history together. And boy, he go way back. Some folk can go way back in your life. You know, they try to make you look real, trying to stain my image. You know, the devil try to say, wait a minute, remember you said something you weren't supposed to say? You said, oops, Lord. Oh, Lord, don't. That didn't come out of my mouth, did it? The devil tried to make you look bad in front of folk. He tried to go way back. And all of a sudden, you stop praising God. All of a sudden, you stop worshiping. That's looking out there. You heard from so-and-so, brother so-and-so. Oh, you can't find them. Things start to happen. But those things are not pleasing. I know that I've done some things that wasn't pleasing to my daddy. You know, I know that, you know, I was hard-headed and stubborn and all of that stuff, you know, did things he told me not to do. Afraid to go after all of that stuff that they know about me. There, you got $20? What I'm trying to tell you, before the throne of grace, I don't care what you did. I don't care what that is looking past all. He still wants you to come boldly before the throne of grace. He don't care what in Jesus. Lord, I still need something going on in my life, Lord. You know, I'm not going to think of Jesus this morning. I thank God for the Holy Ghost this morning. I thank God for the power this morning. I still got something going on with my knees. But remember when? Oh, get out of here, devil. I don't remember. The devil going to try to do something. Throw some dirt on you. He going to try to make you look in front of God. Is to get us to stop believing God. You looking like, I think you looking like you was when he found you on the street in the gutter. Like, what's wrong? Get up out of there. I'm your father, man. Come on, get up. I forgive you. You got to keep moving. You got to get from here to there. You got to get from here to there. You can't go stand right here. And you stayed here long enough. God told you to reap. The Bible says that in a famine, that we're going through our troubles, when we're going through all these circumstances, of what you say, the Bible says, you can have what you want, but you got to keep digging. Just like as he dug these wells that the Philistines, they threw dirt on him and stopped them from digging. That didn't stop him. They threw dirt in this well. I moved to another. I'm going to go no more. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what God going to do either. Lord, you got to hurry up. You got to come on. The Bible says he won't suffer the righteous to be moved. But I think that's going to suffer you to move. But sometimes you got to humble yourself and move on and get your high mind and move on so God can move you to where you're supposed to be trying to go. You're trying to stay here. God wants you. That ain't it. Is this it, Lord? The water going to come out of it? Nope. So the Bible says we got to come boldly before the throne of grace. Don't give me the keys after I done act up. He scold me. You being evil know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more the Heavenly Father which is in heaven will he give to them? Huh? God is greater than my daddy. God wants to give you what you need. God wants to give you what you do. You got to keep on believing God. You can't let the devil throw so much dirt on you where you can't show up for prayer. Let him do that to you. You got to be there on your post. Whether you up here, you're supposed to be in God. And we know the enemy get people are praying. Somebody going to speak a word to God. He sees where you're going to leave out here encouraged and be ready to come back to fight. You're going to be ready to come back to war again. And you can't give up. Isaac didn't give up. He would have never came to the place where they keep on throwing dirt, covering up these wells. Well, forget it. I know I've said it. I felt it. Forget it. But it's something down in me that keeps me going on. It's something down in me that the song said, telling me to go ahead. To keep on striving, to keep on moving. It's something. It's Christ in you that's telling you, you got to go. You can't let the devil throw the dirt on you and cover you up. And evil, knowing how to give the good gifts, how much more will the Heavenly Father anything lately? Or are you afraid that you ain't going to get what you ask because they, well, I ain't got this yet. Keep digging. Don't give up. Don't give up. Man, I said over 5 or 6 months, you know, I thought about all kind of stuff. But I wasn't sick. I said, Lord, save you. So on searching, I just kept on. Like, then all this other stuff just started coming to my mind, and folk just started about. We teach on. It just started to rise up and just thought like it was just right above my report. It was like God was standing there talking to Isaiah when I thought, I'm going to believe you. If this ringing don't stop, if I do, that's not going to be the end of it. The end of this matter is, that should be the end of the matter. Get what you want. We didn't get what we deserve. We deserved it, but he didn't treat us the way as our sin said we're supposed to be. The enemy's trying to put in your mind, don't think that you can't have what you say. Inheritance to his children's children. I don't know about you, but I'm a child of the living out of the king. And I'm going to get what I'm supposed to get. I'm going to fight for mine. I ain't going to come here with no lemonade faces, Pastor say. I ain't going to come here and look like I've been sucking on no lemons. You done put this thing in me. I can't lay it down now. I can't lay it. It's too late. I'm grabbing hold of faith and I won't let go. I've seen God do too, but I ain't giving up. Don't you give up. Don't you give up. Say, and when he removed them, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. See that one day. For now the Lord had made room for us. And now here's this man, he just didn't give up. Easily could have gave up. Folks strive, and he just kept on. I'm going to keep on moving, Lord. I'm going to keep on. But it says that, for now the Lord had made room for us. God is that room, because we won't keep digging. I know some people don't believe. You have to humble yourself sometimes. You know, you just got to go through some things, man. You don't want to go through the hole, and sometimes you got to let that image go. You know, I had my image. You know, I got to humble myself. And thank you, Lord. Me this, talking about humbling yourself. Man, I didn't humble myself. I was the other image that I was supposed to keep. I started thinking about myself. I'm at work. You got a stuff out and lights flashing. This guy pulled up, and he was doing all of this stuff in there, and I just looked at him. I said, well, so he went on and tried to get through. I ain't say nothing, but he kind of panicked. He said, a whole lot of things, he said. He got so deep under my skin. Well, I said, and I'm working up. I said, what a joke, getting on my last nerve, boy. So-and-so. I said, you ain't got out of that truck yet. Get out of that truck. Because I'm going to be honest with you, Pastor. That man would have got out of the truck. I might have for keeping him in the truck, but I repented. And I said, Lord, help me. This man was so humble, he could have said, well, this is my father's will. You know, I'm a child. Yeah, you're a child of God. Jesus was the son of God. He humbled himself, even unto death. I couldn't kill my flesh that day. I let my flesh rise up and make me fall. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And in due season, God is going to exalt you. David had to humble himself when this man was come, oh, you bloody man. And David had to humble himself when Saul was chased king. David didn't rise up and say, wait a minute, Saul. I'm the king now. Now, man, look, y'all, let's come on. Let's fight. David humbled himself. He knew better. You know, he knew what he was doing. But if you don't humble yourself, as he wrote to the Romans, he said, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. We got to go by what's written, y'all. Vengeance is mine. I will reap what's written, not by what the stuff that we put in there. You know, you can say what you want to say, but you ain't saying don't honor that stuff. It is written, he said. What's written? Vengeance belong to me. It's mine. I'm going to repay. Isaac sojourned in this land, and God blessed him 100-fold. And he said that, make you flourish, Isaac. Now that you've been obedient, you know, you kept on digging and you kept my word. God says, I'm going to make room this well. You know, he's going to cause things to flourish in your life. He's going to cause things to grow. God's going to cause you to grow and mature in your mind and in your spirit. So when people talk, you won't come unravel. He's going to cause you to prosper, oh God, in this difficult against you. He's going to keep on fighting, but you got to keep on believing in God. You got to keep on believing. That man, that movie that we watched, Mully, God told him, get on up. There's some water right there. There's some water. Kind of remind me of Isaac. And there's some water here. And then his sons, them say, ain't no water here. They, I don't know how many feet, 10 feet down there. Ain't no water down here, Daddy. He could have said, look, stop. You're right. That's too deep. Come on out. There's situations. But God ain't going to tell you to stop digging. He said, Mother got out there and said, look, wait a minute. I know God told me some water right here. God told, telling you so it is. So look, keep digging. I can hear Isaac saying, look, keep on digging. Keep digging. Keep digging. Molly said, I know God promised me some water. I know it's some water right here. In a hard place, keep digging, Al. Keep digging, saints. It don't make no difference. Just keep on digging. Someplace, there's a well. Out there, there's a well. Leave him. I gave you a well. Keep looking at Emmanuel. Draw that water from the wells of salvation. You're going to draw hope from Emmanuel. You're going to draw your healing from Emmanuel. You're going to draw out the word of God. You're going to draw what you're supposed to draw out of that well. God gave us Emmanuel. He gave us a well where we can draw from. The word of God. The Shunammite said, it is well with a dead situation. She didn't give up. She kept, it's well. It's well with my house. It's well with my servant. It's well with my son. This thing is dead. There's some dead things in your life. But you got to say, it's Emmanuel, saints of God. Keep on digging and don't give up. God got what you need. Folk come down and the very folk that was striving against him came for you. We saw a move in your life. God going to see some, folk going to see some people. You know, nobody want to get close to you. Ain't nothing going on. You know, because I got enough going on in my own life. Isaac, God moved for Isaac in them difficult situations. And we want you to make a you. They going to come and start saying, I want to be with brother and sister so-and-so. All of a sudden, they come down and say, we want you to make a pact with us, Isaac. We don't want you an oath with us because of what God has done in your life. You keep digging, saints, coming to you. Like this young man, I didn't know why he chose me. And all of my time, I'm saying, Lord, what that king did, Ahab. I almost went to my truck and store. These folk around here, all this less, Senor, why it got to be me to go back? They all asked for you. Right, what they told Paul, come over here. Need you. There's some folk need you out there. People need you. Don't let your situation get you down. You unstoppable. The devil can't do nothing with you. And please the Lord, he going to make your enemies to be at peace. Keep believing God. It's in the word. Whatever you need, they tell us all. It's in the word of God. I don't care how hard it get. Hell or high water. Man, let God come and evil. Let him see some good in you stand and say, Lord, you said. I don't care what they said. You know, it tells me to believe you. Your word tells me to stand for my house. Not nobody else care of them. Your word tells me to take care of my. Your word tells me to be the priest of my house. Your word tells me to do it, saints of God. Keep digging. That's all I want to leave you with. Emmanuel, God is with us. So with joy, you should go to that well. You know, be crazy. Lord, I'm going to the Bible. I'm going to the well. I need this. I'm going to draw from with joy. You know, put Lord, you said I can have this, so I'm going to, I believe the word of God. With joy. Down in your heart, joy, 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 unspeakable joy, full joy.